I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was perfect timing on Tuesday afternoon. We had a previously scheduled interview with longtime Steelers defensive back Ike Taylor, and the timing just happened to be right after the news broke that the NFL would be expanding its playoffs. So it's great to catch up with Ike. And I started out by asking him about the NFL voting to expand the playoffs. We're going to add a team in each conference. So Ike, what do you think about now having 14 teams as opposed to a dozen in the postseason?
It's a lot of action. It's a lot of football going on. It's very intense. I think it's at the right timing because it's a change of guards in the older quarterbacks to the younger, new exciting quarterbacks. The Tom Brady's, of course, the Big Ben's, the Drew Brees, the Russell Wilson, all them guys. But then you can put the Russell Wilson with the second generation, the Patrick Mahomes and Sean Watson and Lamar Jackson. So I think it's at a perfect time, to be honest with you.
One of my issues with it, and of course, as you say, more action, I'm all about that. I mean, we love the NFL postseason, so if some is good, more is better. But one of my issues, Ike, is that you're only going to have one seed with a bye in each conference. How much of an advantage is having that week off after a long regular season?
It depends on how you look at it. You know, for me, when I was playing, I like to stay in the rhythm. And I think a lot of players and a lot of coaches who play football and who coach you now, they always talk about a rhythm. So, you know, if you just look at the Tennessee Titans last year, they just caught a rhythm. You know, they stayed in that rhythm. If you look at us in 2005, when we won a Super Bowl, even though we was a sixth seed, we stayed in the rhythm. And, you know, sometimes when you got 2 weeks off or a week off, man, you kind of get out of rhythm, and the rhythm is the game rhythm. You know, it's the difference between having practice rhythm and game rhythm. So, for the most part, it's just, you know, some teams, they can do it. Like New England, they've been doing it for so many years, it really didn't matter whether it was a 6 seed or a 1 seed. You know, they was getting on a rhythm regardless, but not every team is like that. For us, Pittsburgh, it's just we had to get in that rhythm. That's mean playing every week. So, it just depends on the team and the coaching staff and the surrounding players on if they all can stay in that same rhythm. Now, from having one seed from both conferences, that's a good thing. So now everybody fight, you know. So now you got a dog fight every week. So I'm not going to say every team takes it for granted as far as, like, getting a seed, but everybody's trying to get to the top of that pyramid to get that seed now.
Ike Taylor is a longtime Steelers defensive back with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So then let me throw this scenario out at you. I know it won't apply to 2020, but when there are 17 regular season games, we know there's not going to be an extra bye. Maybe the bye week comes earlier, first half of the season or close to the midway point. Then you jump right into wild card weekend. Does that change your opinion about playing all those weeks in a row?
No, I don't, because if you look at it, you know, from different teams had different buys. You know, some teams got a buy late, some teams got a buy in the middle, some teams got a buy early. And I was a part of all three. Like, I played 12, so it depended on, you know, when it was. Sometimes I had a buy in the fourth week, sometimes the eighth, sometimes the 12th week. So it really didn't matter. You know, as long as you get that buy, that's really what matters. Now, it's the timing of that buy. So if you had starters who was banged up and they was down bad and they needed an extra week of going into the playoffs, if y'all had a chance to make it, then it helped. If you had some young guys almost hitting that wall in that bye week and they got a week off, then it helped. So for me, the bye week is all about timing, depending on what goes on your team during the season.
All right. Good stuff. Right now, the NFL is operating virtually, which is kind of interesting, and yet the offseason marches on. You mentioned some of the older quarterbacks. I saw some of your comments recently about Tom Brady with Bruce Arians, a guy that was on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff for years. How do you like that combination, those two football minds together?
B.A., better known as Bruce Arians. We call him B.A. B.A. just... who wouldn't want to coach Tom Brady? You know? Who wouldn't want to coach Tom Brady? So he's the second coach professionally to ever coach Tom Brady. He's going to try to build around Tom Brady to see what he can do. He know what Tom Brady brings to the table. We're not talking really on the field. We're just talking about, hey, coach, what do you want, Tom? Can I get all my receivers' numbers so I can call and FaceTime and talk to them so I can get to know them? Because right now we're going through this crisis in the world. What else you need, Tom? Hey, coach, can I get the rest of my teammates' number so I can at least introduce myself and talk to them on FaceTime? Like, that's what you're going to get from a GOAT. That's what you can't – from a coaching staff, you can't ask nothing else better coming from a leader, let alone than a GOAT in Tom Brady, than a guy who wants like him to reach out to his teammates.
I'm always fascinated by what seems like a chess match between defenses and veteran quarterbacks who can read what the defense throws out there. And then the whole idea of disguising that defense to try to fool him. So as someone who was a defensive back and was trying to do that for his career, how do you try to pull one over on or disguise your defense to a guy who's pretty much seen everything on the other side of the line?
All 11 guys got to be on the same page. And you know how hard it is for all 11 guys to be on the same page? I look at disguising against veteran quarterbacks like telling a secret. If you tell a secret to one person, it's going to wind up getting out anyway. somebody can't hold that secret. So, as much as you can try to disguise, but with 11 people trying to be on the same page, going against a guy who pretty much seen it all, it's going to be tough. If one person slip up, you know, the whole disguise is pretty much messed over.
Then you give that guy hell if that happens?
Oh, man, you give more to hell, man. If y'all win, you give him hell in a good way. If y'all lose, you give him hell and he ain't going to like it.
So, Ike, the Pittsburgh Steelers last year actually had a defense that was maybe more worthy of the defenses that you played with. Minkah Fitzpatrick was a good addition. What do you like about his game?
Magic Minkah. You know, Magic Minkah he gave the Pittsburgh Steelers new life on defense, just period. As soon as he stepped into that south side, that Pittsburgh Steelers practice facility, and then he stepped on the high field, like Magic Minkah just gave a whole new life because they was down bad from the get-go, you know. And Kevin Colbert, he was getting scrutinized from giving up them first-round draft picks. But then when you saw what Minkah did, it was like, damn, it was all worth it, you know. So just what Minkah brought to the table, the same thing he brought playing in Alabama, sometimes the change of venue is everything to a person's career, to a person's psyche. So once Minkah left Miami, got to Pittsburgh, you know, Coach Tomlin, he wanted to draft Minkah from the get-go. He just couldn't at the time because he was so high in the draft. But once he got the opportunity and he saw the opportunity to get him, he was all the way in. And once Minkah came into that facility, he already knew what it was being a Pittsburgh Steeler without even drafting being a Pittsburgh Steeler. So once Minkah stepped into the field, Minkah kind of brought that defense mentality and that mindset to where it used to be.
So then you think about the guys who are on that side of the ball now. Devin Bush, of course, last year. T.J. Watt, who had such a huge year. Joe Hayden even benefiting from Fitzpatrick in the backfield. How good can that defense be if it stays together, Ike?
when you talk about, so we adopted Minka and we adopted Joe Hayden, if you look at it. So when you talk about being a Pittsburgh Steeler, it's usually guys who's drafted. Minka is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Joe Hayden is a Pittsburgh Steeler. T.J. Watt is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Devin Bush is a Pittsburgh Steeler. So when you go into a draft or looking at guys from colleges, you don't say how tall, how fast, how high can they jump, what's their stats looking like. The first thing you say, and it's coming from the owner to the front office to the guys who play in that locker room, is he a Steeler? So, yes, Joe Hayden is a Steeler. Yes, Bud Dupree is a Steeler. Yes, T.J. Watt is a Steeler. Yes, Minka Fitzpatrick is a Steeler. Yes, Devin Bush is a Steeler. Because when you're a Steeler, regardless on what the generation is, we always compare each other to, like, could he have played with us? And all them guys I just named, them guys can play from the 70s generation all the way on to our generation now to the late 2000 or early 2000 football season.
All right, but you got to help me out, though. For someone on the outside, what does it mean when you identify a guy as, yes, he could be a Steeler? What does that mean, Ike?
So when you draft and when you say he's a Steeler, he's unselfish. It's not about him. He eats, sleeps, breathes, and thinks football. He's a family-orientated guy, and he cares more about his brothers than himself. He cares more about messing up because he knows that's going to hurt the other 10 guys than himself. It's not about money. It's about success. And they know success comes from what we doing, not look at what I did.
Ike Taylor, a longtime Steelers defensive back with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So I'm going to ask you this because you crossed paths with him. Was Antonio Brown a Steeler for his time that he was there?
AB, I mean, we all make mistakes. AB just like consistently kind of got off the rocker of making mistakes off the field. So hopefully AB can get his mind right in the way he handled things off the field, especially with social media. But when you want to talk about one of the hardest working guys on the field, if you want to talk about football, I haven't seen a guy work harder. I haven't seen a guy get to his stats more faster. I haven't seen a guy who can outwork Antonio Brown. I haven't seen a guy who's shorter than 5'11", but plays 6'3", 6'4", like Antonio Brown. So for AB, it's more off the field getting himself right than on the field. It's just frustrating for me to watch because how special, and I know how hard he works on the field to see what's going on off the field.
So, Ike, big dilemma. Well, I don't know about big dilemma, but certainly a crossroads for the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger toward the end of his career, as you mentioned. And they had a couple of different guys with Duck and with Mason Rudolph last year who played. But at what point do the Steelers need to identify their future QB?
Are they doing it now? You know, you getting another tight end in Ebron. You just about solidifies your defense. They probably get another receiver. They probably get an offensive lineman. They probably get another running back. So now everything's transferred. So when Big Ben was young and he got into the league, he had a good defense. He had tight ends. He had good receivers. He had a running back. And you let that go and you let him groom himself and let Big Ben take over the team. And yeah, Big Ben's going to he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, but they haven't won a Super Bowl yet. So now you got to go back. It's just like being a kid. When you're a kid, you need your parents' help. Now, in between being adolescents and getting into your adult stages, you pretty much get in your prime and you know what you're doing and you got to build your own legacy and you handle your business as adults. Now, when you get older, it goes back to being a kid. You need help. So now Ben is older. He's going to need that help when he once came into the league, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. So how confident are you that he can get back to the form that will eventually put him in the Hall of Fame coming off a really devastating injury?
They don't need him to get back into the form. they're getting the help around him. They just need him to stay healthy.
It's a lot to be excited about, at least when I look at it. And I know we're not quite to the season yet, but coming off of last year when they were 8-8, and a good portion of that was because of what they did on defense, how much excitement should there be around the 2020 Steelers?
So everything's compatible. You got a good defense. You run the ball. You hold the clock. You make passes in between the numbers, and that's to your tight ends. You shoot down the field when you need to. You control the clock when you run game. That's what defenses need help at, and that's where they're going at. So there was a game away from making the playoffs last year. I can only imagine if Big Ben stay healthy and the stars on that defense, for the most part, stay healthy, what they can do this year. I wouldn't be surprised if I see them in the Super Bowl if everybody stay healthy.
Ike Taylor, longtime Steelers defensive back. I tried to do a quick Twitter search. And are you not on Twitter?
Yeah, I am.
So you are? Okay.
Yeah. Ike_swagginyou.
Ah, well, no wonder I couldn't find it. I was just looking for Taylor.
Yes, Ike_swagginyou.
Awesome. Well, it's good to talk to you, especially from someone who is a Super Bowl champ. Ike, thanks so much. Be safe during these strange times.
Hey, be safe. Appreciate the invite. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.